Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. See, once you start doing this again and again, they just come quicker and quicker. And I know at the beginning of the week, it's like, oh, it's never going to get here. But look, it's here. It's basically here now. I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a weekend at this point. I don't know how many dead cats you have currently. Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the 20th of August. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the man that knows. You can't simply accept things the way they are. That's podcaster Drew Sickert.
What is this? What's going on here? What are you people doing here?
2 days in a row? Come on, man. You can do better than that. Hi, everybody. I'm the guy that'll make it happen. I'm the one with Billy Flynn.
Berserkery!
If that's what it takes, I'm willing to do it. What happened on this fine, fantastical day, sir?
In 1858, Charles Darwin first publishes his theory of evolution in the Journal of the Proceedings of the Linnean Society of London, along with the theory of Alfred Russel Wallace.
I will prove Alfred Russel Wallace is real.
1911, a message originating from the offices of the New York Times in New York City becomes the first cable message to complete a circuit of the globe.
1912, Thomas Edison receives a patent for the phonographic apparatus and another for a storage battery. Surprisingly... he does not get one for Alfred Russel Wallace.
1930, Alan Dumont makes his first experimental television transmissions.
Also, same day, same year, Philo Farnsworth patents a television system.
Patents. 1953, the Soviet Union publicly acknowledged it has tested a hydrogen bomb, ushering in the era of global fear of nuclear annihilation. Thank goodness that's over.
It's not. 1959, Bell Laboratories announces the development of a self-contained electronic artificial larynx for people who have lost their voices through surgical intervention or paralysis of the vocal cords.
1960, television service begins in Norway for the first time.
1962, the U.S. Department of Defense announces plans to develop a Titan III launch vehicle powered by both solid and liquid fuel rocket motors with a total thrust of over 11 million newtons.
1975, NASA launches the Viking 1 planetary probe toward Mars. You know, we'll hit it, hopefully.
1977, NASA launches the Voyager 2 space probe on a Titan IIIe Centaur rocket. Its mission is to explore the outer planets, including Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, where it will also discover and photograph many previously unknown moons, rings, and other planetary features.
1985, the original Xerox 914 copier, which was originally introduced in March of 1960 by patent lawyer Chester Carlson, is inducted into the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of American History.
1993, the FTC decided by a 4-1 vote to cease investigating Microsoft for unfair trade practices.
2002, Sony announces the production of the Betamax video cassette recorders will cease after just 2,000 more units are produced for the Japanese market.
Poor 2007, one. Yahoo begins the process of shutting down its popular Yahoo Photos service following the acquisition of Flickr. The shutdown was completed on September 20th, 2007, and shows the reason why we still use Flickr to this day.
2009, Keely Houghton, age 18, becomes the first person in Britain to receive a jail sentence for bullying another person over social network. Houghton, who repeatedly posted death threats aimed at a classmate named Emily Moore of Facebook, learned what they do in county.
And 2037, time traveler Alex Hartigen abruptly stops, witnessing a lunar catastrophe raining down on Earth in Simon Wells' production of The Time Machine.
Orlando Jones was amazing in that. Birthdays?
Andrew Garfield's 37 from The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus and The Amazing Spider-Man.
Ben Barnes is 39, Prince Caspian in Narnia, Logan Delos in Westworld, and Billy in The Punisher.
Misha Collins is 46 from Supernatural.
Jonathan K. Kwan is 49, that's Short Round in Temple of Doom, Goonies, and Encino Man.
James Marsters is 58. Spike in Buffy, Brainiac 5 in Smallville. He was also in Torchwood. And was he good in Torchwood?
Right.
Yeah, he was also in Dragon Ball Runaways and other stuff.
Dragon Ball Runaways.
Oh, and I think James Marsters also voiced the Dresden Files audiobooks, too.
Ooh. Joan Allen is 64 from Manhunter, Face Off, Pleasantville, Landy in the Bourne series, and Death Race.
Ray Wise is 73 from Swamp Thing, RoboCop, Twin Peaks, Reaper, and Gordon in Killing Joke.
Sylvester McCoy is 77. That would be the seventh Doctor, Radagast the Brown, in The Hobbit.
Born this day no longer with us in 1890. H.P. Lovecraft from The Rats in the Walls, The Call of Cthulhu, The Mountains of Madness. Basically, he's the father of modern-day horror. Just don't ask him to name any of your pets.
1927, Yootha Joyce, Mildred Rope from Man About the House, and its spinoff George and Mildred. You probably best know the American versions of Three's Company and the Ropers, not the Ropes, because that sounds weird.
On CBS, we've got a new Big Brother, a rerun of Young Sheldon, The Unicorn. I love that show, is so good. CBS News, 2020 American Decides, Democratic Convention.
ABC, a rerun of Holy Moly, a rerun of To Tell the Truth, and then, not a rerun, the Democratic National Convention.
NBC has a rerun of The Wall, Elenos Vu, and the NBC News Special, 2020 Democratic Convention.
Fox, Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back, which is how Fox would feel having to run a Democratic Convention.
CW, Bigfoot on Mysteries Decoded.
His name is Daryl.
And reruns of Penn & Teller Fool Us.
Freeform is showing Sister Act.
I know it's a meme at this point, but really, they keep doing all the mating calls and stuff to try to attract Bigfoot. What the hell do they expect is going to happen when Bigfoot shows up being a little randy and seeing a guy named Randy that's just as furry as... Anyway, AMC has the Dark Knight... Enough of my Harry and the Hendersons fanfic. AMC has the Dark Knight Rises.
FX, The Fate of the Furious.
FXX has a cake marathon.
FXM, All the Money in the World. That'd be nice.
BBC America has Green Mile, boss.
Paramount is showing Rocky, immediately followed by Rocky IV. Okay.
That's a pretty good one. Sci-Fi has The Bourne Supremacy.
TBS, Becca becomes upset during a high energy healing session when Acquia shares a message from Becca's stillborn son on a new lost resort. That shit just got real.
Wow. TNT has Wonder Woman.
But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. After being assaulted by a jealous stalker, a young woman attempts to give herself a fresh start in life by moving to a new city. But the trauma and physical scars make it difficult for her to maintain her new job and live a carefree life. Sarah Fisher, Robin Dunn, Stephanie Garneau-Montan star in His Fatal Fixation.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Madeline threatens to quit the business when she is ordered to have her showgirls perform topless. And Gabby says maybe this is just the change in times. Maybe we should do it. Madeline, though, puts her foot down and says no. She's worried that doing this could put Gabby on a bad path. I mean, Gabby could end up a teen witch, one of Satan's princesses. Oh well, she says to Gabby, it's your move. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
It's time to check your mailbox.
Hi, geeks. I guess you already have word from me that Watch a Lot of Rassala by Joe and Tom Heath is fine with you presenting their promo. They have at least one, and Earth Station 1 has no problem with their member podcast being advertised on other podcasts. Well, that's good to know, and I would have been completely stunned if they did. Now, about this episode, I hear static, and this isn't radio. I've heard the popping, crackling sound occasionally during podcast episodes, and always assumed some dust particles were dancing on my phone's tiny but powerful speakers, but I just switched to another podcast, the Wonderful Stories podcast for children, and there was no static sound. So it's this one episode of GRD. How does that even happen? See, I'm stunned that you say static. Distortion I would have given you, because as we said to folks the other day, I fixed something, but I don't know if I fixed it after you sent this or not. Terry, I love you quoting Hedley Lamarr, his mind full of cascading waterfalls of thoughts. I don't recall from which 1950s show you got your stinger, but I recognize the lines because it's also part of an MST3K episode. Well, Bill, I started putting it in the notes just for you, man. I mean, for everyone, man. Yeah. Speaking of MST3K, I've discovered references snuck into the backgrounds of the comic book Teen Titans Go. I love the animated series, and I've found every issue of the DC Universe online. I started a monthly subscription, even though I can watch all the shows, through my roommate's subscription. Dude, there's MST jokes everywhere. Stay safe, everyone. The mask isn't a restriction of your freedom. It's your gift to everyone else. We all need to look out for each other. That is from Bill. Bill, that is absolutely true. Woo! And seriously, if you heard static, which show exactly are we talking about? And check your notes and look and see if you can figure out where the stinger's from, because... I mean, I'm labeling them now, to a degree. Let us know by dropping a note at podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or you can always text us. Just remember to include your name, and you can send your voice, and you can sing whatever you'd like to. There, I said sing. Just use the numbers.
510-GRD-CREW. Crackle, 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 crackle. Static.
We got almost 2,000 episodes. It's probably one of those.
This is Travis from twitch.tv/TravisTavernTalk, and I'm a writing beast. I write fantasy like the Downfall series and the Portal series, sci-fi like my Silver and Smith and Ethium, and nonfiction like my 27 Thoughts on Life series, all on my live stream. You can find these books and more on Amazon.com or go to bit.ly/TravisBooks. That's bit.ly/TravisBooks.
Hey, this is Joel Hodson. I'm the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, but you probably remember me as Comic Magician Spy Agent J. And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a TV show? Good to know.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
With static, even. What's out today, sir? What are we playing?
Well, we've got Shakedown Hawaii, V-Blank's spiritual successor to their hit game, Retro City Rampage. It's available for the PS Network and the Wii U.
Oh, I remember that. Big farm story. When your grandpa mysteriously gifts you his old farm, it's your chance to write your own story. Rebuild the farm to its former glory, plant, harvest, take care of the animals, discover a small village, meet new friends around each corner. It's available for the PC.
Lightning Fighters, a vertical shoot-em-up from Konami, which later had representation in the Gradius universe. It's available for the Switch and the PS4.
Representation matters. Operation Zeta, the great battle code named Operation Zeta, has been lost. Your ship is in shambles, and you have to act quickly to collect all the parts and repair your ship before the war zone is completely destroyed by the enemy's death laser in this special roguelike for the PC.
And we've got Rapture, a procedurally generated dungeon-crawling game. Form a party of adventurers, equip yourself with the mysterious relics, and prepare to face powerful foes as you dwell deeper into Rapture. It's now available on the PC.
Is that the one with the soundtrack by Blondie?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. William Friedkin's 1973 horror classic, The Exorcist, is being developed for theatrical release in 2021 by the folks at Morgan Creek Productions.
The power of cash compels you!
A few years ago, Morgan Creek Productions rebranded into Morgan Creek Entertainment Group and began developing several of its library titles for reboots, sequels, or remakes. In 2015, the company explicitly promised they would never remake The Exorcist.
The demon is a liar. He will lie to confuse us, but he will also mix lies with the truth to attack us.
Back in 2017, Morgan Creek Entertainment Group said that ideally the company would get the blessings of their library titles' original creators before they move forward with any new entries. So maybe Friedkin's involved in this possible new version, but so far no word from him or from Morgan Creek either.
The devil is in the details.
The fact that this new movie is being called a reboot, not a remake, implies it's going to have a direct narrative connection to the original film. But, you know, Max von Sydow, star of the original, died earlier this year. Actors Jason Miller, Jack McGowan, and Lee J. Cobb have all passed away. Ellen Burstyn and Linda Blair, who were the original mother and daughter, are still active. They could potentially be part of this to establish a connection. Then, of course, we have that TV series, which ignored the last four movies, technically five, and served as a direct sequel to the 1973 original film. Either way, the producers promise you that this version will make your head spin.
Oh, and I think James Marsters also voiced the Dresden Files audiobooks, too.
Ooh.
To achieve anything in life, one has to keep life simple.
Based loosely on the true story of Stuart and Cyril Marcus, Dead Ringers follows Elliot and Beverly Mantle, twin gynecologists who live a highly unconventional life together.
Always running around making twin puns, shouting,
"And tomorrow we'll take some Percodan just because it's Saturday."
Elliot often has affairs with his patients, but when he grows bored with them, he usually pawns them off on Beverly, who then pretends to be Elliot, keeping the patients completely in the dark about the deception. Things grow complicated when Beverly falls in love with one of the patients, played by Genevieve Bujold. It's one of Cronenberg's best movies, and in true Cronenberg fashion, it's highly unusual and unique.
It certainly made me think that there should be beauty contests for the insides of bodies.
You and me both, brother. The TV adaptation will change things up a bit, with Rachel Weisz playing the twins. Weisz actually came up with the idea for the series and brought it to Annapurna Television, and Normal People writer Alice Birch will write and executive produce. I am so lucky to have such brilliant partners in Annapurna and Amazon Studios, and I'm thrilled to be collaborating with the exceptionally talented Alice Birch. I can't wait to go on this journey with all of them. And it should be as disturbing as the original, as Vice also said. I've been around a bit. I've seen some creepy things in the movie business. This is the most disgusting thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, which I guess means that she's never been in a Weinstein flick.
Fantasy films based on non-pre-existing material are pretty rare. Due to their high budget nature, studios are rarely willing to risk the money on gambling for it. But if you've got a novel source material, you could bring a wider audience, you know, fine. If there's no source material, you're basically just starting from scratch.
Yeah, the only way you get one of these things made is to try a streaming service. And then you...
Now it sounds like we've got another promising feature on the way that will delve into fantastical things. Lionsgate has acquired a brand new urban fantasy spec script with John Wick director Chad Stahelski on board. The film goes under the name Arcana and is written by Predators screenwriter Michael Finch and Alex Litvick. And to be clear, that's the cool Predator movie from 2010, not the most recent one.
Now, the Predator pissed me off when Chris Hansen wasn't involved.
The screenplay will be developed for Chad Stahelski, who also... Who, no, not also. The screenplay will be developed for Chad Stahelski... Fuck, now I said his name wrong. Stahelski. The screenplay will be developed for Chad Stahelski, who continues to make magic as the director for the original and no source material series John Wick. The outlet describes America. The outlet describes... Arcana is described as gritty urban fantasy set in the hidden world of magical clans. Finch and Litvak will serve as executive producers. Interestingly enough, the duo also recently sold a script called Versus to David Lech's production company, who is known for his work with Stahelski on the first John Wick film. Which means maybe this will actually tie into John Wick and give us the backstory that shows John Wick is actually Baba Yaga.
Ooh.
Just because I want to see a chase scene with a literal chicken shack. Baba Yaga's been in enough things. People know that.
Starting in October, new Oculus VR headset owners will need a Facebook account if they want to use their device. The message from Oculus doesn't leave any room for misinterpretation. Everyone using an Oculus device for the first time will need to log in with a Facebook account, the company wrote in a blog post.
Oh, my Instagram and VR friends are so mad!
The official Oculus application is where users configure their Oculus VR headsets, update drivers, and make purchases from the Oculus store. You can use an Oculus headset with third-party software, but it seems like it'd be very difficult to avoid the official app, at least for the initial setup.
Facebook, you will love us even if we have to buy everything you love too.
Existing Oculus headset owners will be able to keep using their standalone Oculus accounts for now, which are just tied to an email address. Come 2023, however, their accounts will no longer be supported and they will lose full functionality.
Whatever that means after 3 years of changes to software, hardware, and social media platforms.
Yeah, Facebook may not even be around. Okay. Hopefully. To keep full functionality, their only option will be to merge their Oculus account with a Facebook account.
Sorry, Mark. OnlyFans account simply will not cut it.
Oh, that's a... Man. OnlyFans and Oculus Rift?
It was made for VR, really.
Oculus was acquired by Facebook in 2014... Well, it meant that the concept of finances became purely theoretical for the once kickstarted company. Enthusiasts feared that Facebook would turn VR into just another way to feed its hunger for personal data. Predictably, Facebook does want to incorporate VR into its vast social network, and that's what's behind this account requirement.
Is a VR thumbs up going to change anybody's life?
It's easy to see Facebook's vision here. You're connected to everyone you know on Facebook already and can see when they're in VR and join them and then share images taken in VR with your other friends to get them on board. And eventually Facebook replaces reality entirely. And we're all taking orders from VirtueZuck. Oh man, I'm going to be really disappointed when Facebook is who makes a holodeck a reality.
If you have not played Animal Crossing New Horizons, then you may not know about the stock market, which is not what you do to that lady across the hall. It involves players buying and selling turnips in hopes of turning a profit. It's an integral game mechanic. It's one of the best ways to make money. However, playing the stock market is always something of a gamble because prices fluctuate day to day. And adding to that, you get the stress of if you haven't sold your turnips within 7 days, they spoil, devastating one's finances by rendering their investment worthless. Thanks, though, to Hellman's Canada, players can now put their spoiled turnips to good use.
That may be a bad idea.
Hellmann's Canada, which makes mayonnaise and other food products, has partnered with Second Harvest, an organization that takes unsold food and redistributes it to those in need. Until tomorrow, the 21st, because they didn't tell me ahead of time, players can request a Dodo code from Hellmann's Canada via Twitter between 2:30 p.m. and midnight Eastern Standard Time, with limited spots available each day. Once you've got a Dodo code, you'll be able to take your spoiled turnips to Hellmann's Island and get rid of them there.
Rotting food on islands made of mayo. In the hot sun. That's how you bring out the best.
For each spoiled turnip dropped off on Hellmann's Island, the company will donate a meal to Second Harvest. Currently, the company's goal is to donate 25,000 meals. After dropping off spoiled turnips, players can then tour Hellmann's five-star island and grab some free merchandise, though the company has been giving out codes for some free swag, too.
And no one has to dukes it out.
Although statistics vary depending on country and region, Second Harvest notes that about 1 in 8 Canadian families experience food insecurity, while the USDA, for its part, estimates approximately 37.2 million people in the U.S. are food insecure. That is despite the fact billions of pounds of food are wasted every single year. In addition to keeping meals off the plates of those in need, food waste has a negative impact on the environment, with 11% of greenhouse gas emissions in the food production process coming from waste.
Not cow farts.
They hope people will share information, as there's not a lot of time left, but they're really hoping that you can help spread the word around. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by websites like, you know, geekradiodaily.com and places that talk about geekradiodaily.com. I'm sure there's hundreds and thousands of fan sites out there. Millions, even, at this point. It's just nonsensical.
Check out our Facebook page in VR.
Hey, there you go. Get yourself a Facebook account. Why are they leaving out the Mastodon market? That doesn't make any goddamn sense. Drop us a note, won't you please? Talk to us about static and eggs and things that you figure out. Oh, by the way, Mark sent another message. He's brilliant at deducing things and figuring out how it all works together. We'll have to make this a special thing and release in the week after. Look for it. It'll be a new show. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or, of course, email, text, all that good stuff. It's the voice that you want to use. Use the numbers.
510-GRD.
And we'll see you.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Who are you?
You! Where's Mel?
Where's the doctor?
What have you done with her?
Stay away from me! What have you done with the doctor? Now we'll get to the truth. What have you done with him, you brute?
He's here!
Where? Under the carpet?
Me, you watch a woman, me!
Never. You're nothing like him. If the doctor's been harmed, I'll... Help! Put me down!
Drop the melodramatics. Your pathetic impersonation doesn't fool me at all. What? Incidentally, that wig's not you.
Ow!
I knew you weren't finished, Ronnie. Let's hold Mel as much.
She told me!
No, Mel!
I am Mel. Who's the Ronnie?
Try looking in the mirror, the face of evil.
I've had enough of this drivel.
All right, compromise. Let me feel your pulse.
Don't touch me!
Aha, the proof of the pumpkin's in the squeezing.
You don't even talk like the doctor, you miserable fraud.
Let me feel your pulse. Pulses, I should say. Two of them, one for each heart.
You're a raving lunatic.
Yes, perhaps I am, because if you're the Rani, I'm dicing with destruction.
And if I'm Mel?
Mel, the worst she'll do is give me carrot juice. Carrot juice? What made me think of that?
Well, perhaps the real doctor told you. It was his favourite drink.
Favourite? I hate it.
Oh.
Ah, caught you out, haven't I?
But if you're the real doctor, then why do you look like that?
I'm regenerated. And I'm suffering from post-regeneration amnesia. As far as I can remember.